the spiritual message of Islam.
His door is open no matter who you are. Just take the first step, you'll see it's not so far. If we all open our eyes to see, he is all that we need right now. And we can all come together somewhere, somehow.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم لا حول ولا قوة إلا بالله العلي العظيم الحمد لله رب العالمين وصلى الله على سيدنا ونبينا أبي القاسم المصطفى محمد وآله الطيبين الطاهرين لا سيما بقية الله في الأرضين أجل الله تعالى فرجه الشريف. In the name of Allah, the Compassionate, the Merciful. Tonight, I decided to talk about a hadith from Imam Musa ibn Ja'far, alayhim as-salam, which is one of the exceptional hadith about the significance of reason and reasoning. This hadith is in Al-Kafi, volume 1, and it starts from page 12 and goes on for several pages. This hadith is the address which Imam made to Hisham ibn al-Hakam. So in this hadith, Imam has found Hisham a person who has good understanding and appreciation, so he gave him this beautiful hadith. The hadith starts with this: Ya Hisham, Inna Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala Bashara Ahl al-Aql wal-Fahm fi Kitabih. O Hisham, Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala has given the glad tidings, the good news, Bishara, to the people of reasoning and understanding. Faqal, Allah has said to them, Fabashir ibad alladhina yastami'una al-qawl fayattabi'una ahsana. Give the glad tidings to those servants of mine, ibad means ibadi, those servants of mine who listen to the word, and then they follow that which is the best. So this is the beginning of hadith. With such a beautiful beginning, Imam starts the hadith, and then he mentions several points and quotes verses of the Quran. I go to the middle of hadith. Imam Kazim alayhi salam says, Ya Hisham, مَا بَعَثَ اللَّهُ أَنْبِيَاءَهُ وَرُسُلَهُ إِلَىٰ عِبَادِهِ إِلَّا لِيَعْغِلُوا عَنِ اللَّهِ. Allah has not sent His messengers to His servants except for them being able to understand Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and understand Allah's will. فَأَحْسَنُهُمْ إِسْتِجَابَةً أَحْسَنُهُمْ مَعْرِفَةً. Okay, who are the best people in responding to this call? The best response comes from the people who have better understanding, better knowledge. وَأَعْلَمُهُمْ بِأَمْرِ اللَّهِ. And then those who have best knowledge, those who have greatest knowledge about Allah's command, أحسنهم عقلا, are the people who have best reasoning, best intellect. وأكملهم عقلا أرفعهم درجة في الدنيا والآخرة. The people who are best, who are most complete in their intellect, are the highest people in position in dunya and akhirah. So we have to use every opportunity to understand. In the night of Qadr, I don't know whether you agree with me or not, at least you can think about it. In the night of Qadr, which is the most blessed night in the year, the night which is the night of peace, the night in which Quran has been revealed, the night that the Holy Spirit and the angels descend, I think it's best opportunity to think, so that inshallah Allah will inspire us to find our problems and solutions for our problems. Because just thinking by itself without Allah's guidance and inspiration would not lead to anything. If you have something that you have not understood properly, the night of Qadr is the best night to expect guidance from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. If you have a problem in your life, the night of Qadr is the best opportunity. So, understanding and thinking is so important that Imam Kazim alayhi salam says, "Akmaluhum aglan, arfa'uhum darajatan fi dunya wal akhirah."
Oh, what a wonderful world this would be if we all open our eyes to see. He is all that we need right now, and we can all come together somewhere, somehow. His door is open no matter who you are. Just take the first step, you'll see it's not so far. Down this road that holds all the answers, open your heart to something greater.
His holy book speaks pure and true, and always tells us what we must do. His last prophet was sent as a guide, an example by which we abide.
There is salvation for those who seek to find the one and only source of peace and understanding of why we are here, who created us, who we must fear.
So what a wonderful world this would be if we all open our eyes to see. He is all that we need right now, and we can all come together somewhere, somehow.
If you look at the companions of the Prophet, who was the best? Imam Ali alayhi salam. Look at Imam Ali. If you want to say he was the best in understanding, in reasoning, you have not made any exaggeration. Look at the sermons of Imam Ali. Look at the letters of Imam Ali. You find that he is a person of thinking and understanding and encouraging everyone to understand. The late Allama Tabatabai has a book. It's in Farsi, but translated to some languages. Ali wa Hikmat Ilahi. This book is to explain that how Imam Ali expressed in his teachings theosophy, a divine wisdom, a divine philosophy. It's not theology, it's theosophy. A kind of wisdom and understanding which is centered around God. After Ahlul Bayt alayhimus salam, perhaps it's not very difficult to say that the highest person was Salman. And he is considered as a member of Ahlul Bayt. As Salman minna Ahlul Bayt. If you want to characterize Salman, I think you can say Salman was a man of intellect. Very clever, very intelligent, not necessarily doing too many things, but doing right things in the right time.
I'm looking back throughout the years to breathe is hard and my eyes are choked with tears. Your face and hair are full of light. Now it will soon be time to go. I feel you feeling calm now. Did the angel let you know?
Inshallah, in the next session, we will talk more about this part and the, inshallah, coming parts of the hadith. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala enable us to be always a person of thinking and understanding. May Allah increase our knowledge and love for Himself and His pure servants. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala forgive us and our parents and those who have rights upon us. May Allah enable us to serve our Imam Zaman before and after he comes. May Allah give healing and shifa to all the people who are ill. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bring honor and dignity and peace to this world with the advent of Imam Mahdi ajjalallahu ta'ala farajahu sharif. Wa akhiru da'wana an alhamdulillah rabbil alamin.
فرشي التراب يضمني وهو غطائي حولي الرمال تلفني بل من ورائي واللحد يحكي ظلمة فيها ابتلائي والنور خط كتابه أنسي
فرشي التراب.